I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike, and you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to a special 50th episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What are we going to talk about today, Mike?
Nothing. No. We don't have a topic for today, but we're going to talk about the last 2 years. Like you said, it's our 50th episode, so it's been going on for almost 2 years. It's not quite there, because that would be 52.
52 should be our official 2 years.
So,
but 50 is a good round number. We thought we could celebrate our 50th episode.
Right.
Like,
so hats off to us.
Yeah. Hats off to us, and hats off to our listeners. Thanks for sticking with us for the last 2 years almost.
And if you're new, where the fuck you been?
But yeah, so this format of this one, this is going to be a little bit different. Like Mike said, we don't have a topic like we normally do. So bear with us. This is a trial run of this type of episode. If it doesn't go as smoothly as some of our other ones have gone, apologies in advance.
Yeah, this is very low prep. We planned a trip to, we're back in the same National Forest, the Manistee National Forest, about 9 miles south of where we recorded our introduction episode.
I think we're double that.
That's right. Yeah, we're probably about 15 to 18.
Kind of in the same spot, and last time we went north, and this time we went south. Yeah, so we're like 15
to 18 miles away. So, but we're in the same general area as our very first episode.
Yep.
And so here we are, we're camping and we're all set up and looking at a beautiful lake.
Yep.
And having a good time. So we thought we try to record in nature as much as we can. Turns out that's not that much.
Right.
But
not as often as we would like. Right. But
so we figured we're out here, let's record our episode, and we just happened to look and it's our 50th. So
do you, Mike, do you remember what our first episode was about?
Well, it was the introductions.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So it was awkward as hell. And you have had a podcast, maybe two in the past.
Yep.
And so you kind of knew a little bit more of like how to do this whole thing.
Sure. We'll go with that. We'll pretend that I know what I'm doing.
So at least more than what I did. As soon I've been in bands, I've recorded albums, things of that nature. I've recorded before, but never just my inner thoughts.
Yeah.
Like my things like that. I've recorded music. So.
Well, and it's always weird when you're just like, you're just making up stuff to talk about.
Well, right.
Where, like, when you're in a band, like, okay, you're going up there, you're doing your songs and all that sort of stuff, where this is just like, let's just talk. Let's just get together and talk for a little bit.
So, very low prep again. So, like, we don't have anything really planned on, so this could be awkward. This could, you know, whatever.
It's fine. It'll all work out.
We'll get through it.
But, yeah, I mean, how far we have came since that first episode. I want to say that first episode was maybe 10 minutes long, super awkward.
Yeah.
To go back and listen to it, it's kind of funny. Because, like you said, I mean, Mike and I talk to each other all the time. Like, we're friends in real life. It's not like we're just pretend friends on this podcast.
Right.
We talk all the time. We hang out all the time. But then suddenly when you hit a record button and you're just looking at each other.
Yeah, what am I supposed to say like to this person I've known for over 20 years? Like,
right. But yeah, I mean, I feel like we've gotten better along the way. I feel like we're doing a little bit better. I feel like we've learned quite a bit about how to record these sorts of things. So yeah. So like you said, we don't really have any topic, but what's something that you maybe want to talk about today?
Well, we did a gear updates podcast a while ago.
True.
An episode, and we have a couple gear updates.
Yep.
Again, so
let's talk about the big one.
We just got new tents.
Yeah,
so just set them up for the first time, a different style of setup than the last one. So
totally different. Should have watched a YouTube video.
Yep.
First.
Yep. But we've upgraded from single person cramped tents to these are now two-person tents.
Yeah.
So one of the thoughts behind that was typically Sean and I hike together.
Yep.
And we've only had single person tents. And I was thinking, like, what if something happens? Like, one, it's raining, one sure. springs a leak, anything yep. like that. Do I necessarily want to share a tent with you?
Yes, no. I feel like you do secretly.
but in the event that something were to happen to one of the tents, yeah. at least there's room.
Like, yes.
It's not ideal, but there's right. room.
But it would be shelter that we both could get in right. if needed.
Right.
The other big thing, so A, they're two-person tents, which, I mean, to be clear, I still love my one-person
tent. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm like, not getting rid of it.
I have sang the praises of that tent over the last 50 episodes, and I still really like that mm-hmm. tent. It was a great purchase, a great first tent. It always performed, like, exceptionally. I still like that tent.
Absolutely.
Now, I will say, you and I, we have said before, we are not big guys, but even for us smaller people, they were cramped.
Oh, like, yeah.
There was barely room to roll over
yeah.
inside those tents.
Yep.
So, we've upgraded to two-person tents.
Yep.
And...
oh, boy. The big reveal.
They are ultralight tents.
Right.
So Mike and I are basically ultralighters now.
Right. So we're going to look down our noses at all y'all.
I don't know. I mean, so far we have not actually slept in them.
Right.
But we have set them up.
Drastically bigger. I feel like... I mentioned when we were setting this up, is that I feel like there's so much room in it now that I'm going to roll over and fall off my sleeping pad.
Oh, for sure.
So 100%. I'm going to wake up on the ground.
Yeah. I mean, the only plus for this particular trip is we did bring our mummy bags for this one.
Right.
Which are hard to roll over in.
True. Okay. Fair enough.
So maybe that will help.
Right.
But yeah, there's room for activities in these tents. Right. Like, you could do stuff in there.
So, I definitely noticed a weight difference, but it's only a single night trip, so I didn't pack as much. But
right.
I also made a conscious decision to not bring nearly as much stuff.
Yeah, same.
So, my pack was not nearly as heavy, and I liked it.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah,
so,
right, me too. But yeah, these tents, I mean, even being a two-person versus a one-person, it is still lighter weight than our single-person was.
Right, yeah.
So significant weight difference. Time will tell. I'm not ready to recommend them yet.
Right, but. Right. But, I mean, if you're thinking about even getting a tent or upgrading or anything, my recommendation is now is not the time in the middle of May when we're at time of recording.
Right.
Wait until November-ish.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, when this season's stuff is going out of style or going not out of style, but like
new models come out, all that stuff,
it's going to go on clearance or something. I mean, would I have ever thought to add, well, okay, so I asked for my tent for Christmas or my birthday. I forget which one. It's in December, so could have been either one, but my wife picked one that was the tent. Or was one of the tents that I asked for mm-hmm. wasn't this one.
Right.
And then your husband asked me what you would like for your birthday a couple of months later.
Yep.
My wife got me a climate. It was about maybe half a pound heavier than our single person. It mm-hmm. was still a two-person tent, not right. an ultralight, right. anything like that. And when your husband asked what you would like, I just went through like Deal News and all that stuff, was looking, and I happened to find
not a sponsor.
Right. I happened to find this tent, and for the price, like full price, never in a million years.
Oh, for sure. Never would pay.
No.
I mean, I can't say never. But like, not at this point in my life would I pay this tent costs full price.
It happened to be the exact same price as what my wife spent on.
Yeah.
The climate tent that she bought me, and it's a pound lighter than
yeah.
our other tent.
Yeah.
Like, So I was just like, you could get them this and I'd be insanely jealous. And then I didn't hear anything for a couple of weeks. And then I was just like, that sale's going to end pretty soon. And I was like, what'd you get him for his birthday? He's like, well, that tent that you recommended. I'm like, okay. I was like, he's like, you're ordering the same thing, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. I talked to my wife. I'm like, I'm going to return the tent you got me. I appreciate it. It's exactly what I asked for.
It's exactly what I wanted.
But I found this. So, again, we have the same exact tent. But that just kind of goes hand in hand with, we always camp together, hike together. So our experiences are the same.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And like I said, not ready to recommend yet because we don't actually have any experience with them, but we are very excited to try them out.
Yep.
And so far, so good. Easy enough to set up.
We'll get used to it.
Yeah.
It was just different.
Time will tell.
Yep.
What else new do you got? You got your little, I see you scratching your head, but I know you got that little pot holder thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got this little gas canister holder.
Yeah.
It clips into your gas canisters. It adds a few extra inches of stability.
Weighs basically nothing.
I found it on sale on Amazon for like $4 or some shit, so I decided to give it a shot.
Yep.
And we tried it tonight. And I actually, especially, we have a picnic table at this campground. So not the end of the world if we didn't have that. But we've been in situations where you have unevenish ground or you can't find a sturdy spot to put it. I think that will really come in handy.
I will give you my 2 cents based on first impression.
Yeah.
First impression, do you need one? You absolutely do not need one.
Yeah.
For the larger gas canisters specifically, I feel like those are pretty sturdy. Like
yeah.
By the fair time enough. You've put the stove on top and all that sort of stuff, I feel like the larger canisters are sturdy enough that I don't know as though this would really add that much to it.
Right.
For the smaller canisters, which is the ones that we use today.
Which now that we're ultralighters, I'm switching to.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I think it does make a big difference for those ones, though. Because the footprint of those is just so small.
So, yeah. Because we started tonight cooking with a bigger gas canister.
Yep.
Now we switched to the smaller one because we ran out of gas.
Yep.
And so.
On purpose.
On purpose. Like, I brought it just to, use it up. And it was noticeably, I was just like, oh, that could get very wobbly.
Yeah. Right.
Pretty quick.
Right. So, by the time you screw the stove onto the top and then put a pot on top of that, it's just, you start building this tower up, and if the base isn't big enough, then it kind of starts getting wobbly. So for sure, for the smaller ones, I see the benefit of it. Like I said, weighs basically nothing.
Right.
I think that's a good one to have.
Yeah. I figured for the price, I'll try it, see if I like it.
Sure.
First impressions are, like you said, don't need it.
Yeah.
If you use especially if you use the jet boil, like the bigger things that almost require the bigger, or they have their own base, not for you.
Yeah.
But if you use the smaller canisters, then definitely look into it. We can post that on our
page. Let's do that. We'll put that on our website.
Yep.
So if you're interested in seeing what we're talking about, we'll have that on our website.
Yep. So we'll take some pictures of it with it folded and all that stuff. So
what, do you have any other new gear that you'd like to mention?
I mean, the tent was we bought a footprint for the tent for this one.
Yeah. Good call.
So this is the first time using a footprint. Also had no idea what to expect. Again, should have watched a video.
Yep. Absolutely. Should have watched a video. I'm not entirely sure we have that set up.
The whole
time
I'm sitting there when I bought it, because the material on these ultralight tents is so thin.
Yeah.
It almost makes you nervous to even use it. So I was like, well, I talked about getting a footprint for my other tent.
Yep.
So definitely for this newer one, I'm getting one.
Yeah.
So found it, got it. And I was sitting there when I was looking at them, I'm like, maybe just use a tarp. Like, why not just a tarp to put underneath it?
Yeah, other than I will say a tarp is heavier.
Like, a tarp is way heavier.
Weight is heavier than these
for sure.
Footprints are.
And, well, now after like setting it up, like the footprint actually clips right to your tent.
Right. Like it's made to
go underneath your tent. Yeah, if you get the one that's specific for your make and model. Yeah. They have generic footprints. At that point, bring a tarp. Because for the price,
right. I would agree with that.
So, what about you? What do you have that's new?
I don't think I have anything. I mean, the tent, obviously, the big one. I don't think I've gotten any other new gear.
We're sitting in the chairs, but we've talked about the chairs before. We've talked about
these in the gear update. So, I think that's probably all the new gear that we have.
Yeah.
All right, so let's switch topics.
Okay.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about in this episode, just as a conversation starter type topic, is I wanted to ask, like we said, this is the 50th episode, so we have recorded 49 of these at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What is the favorite one for you that we have recorded? I have a personal favorite.
You have a personal favorite? I don't know that I have a personal favorite. Maybe because I am a spreadsheet nerd and all of my stuff goes on spreadsheets, even our episodes. I would probably say our planning.
I kind of knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, the planning episodes. I kind of nerd out with all that. I have a job where I have a lot of downtime, mm-hmm. so I send you
mm-hmm.
planning stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So, especially as it gets closer to the day of. So I don't know. That's kind of where I like the apps that I use. I like the mapping out the mileage and all that. Yep. I don't know. I nerd out on that kind of stuff. So that I think that was probably one of my favorites. I have a secondary favorite, but I'll let you choose yours.
Okay. Well, and I just wanted to add like a sidebar to that. The funny thing about this trip that you and I are on right now,
mm-hmm.
especially saying that planning is like your favorite thing and you even like talking about it and it's the favorite episode that we did and all that sort of stuff. The plan today was we're going to wing it.
Well, in all fairness, you picked this location. So I was waiting for you to plan.
So I picked Mike up today and I'm like, we're going to go and we're going to start at this trailhead and then we're just going to walk.
And then we're just going to walk.
And we're maybe going to camp in the middle of the woods. We're maybe going to find a water source and camp by that. There are campsites along the way, like formal official campsites. If those are open, maybe we'll stop at those. But we're just going to kind of wing it. And the look on Mike's face, because Mike is not a wing it type guy.
No, I do spreadsheets.
So, yeah, that was funny to me. So that's funny that that's what you picked for your favorite episode.
Yeah.
My favorite episode, honestly, the one that is my favorite is because I had a lot of fun with this episode,
mm-hmm.
the pooping in the woods.
Okay, so that was going to be my backup if you didn't choose it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I found that one to be really, it's a funny topic to me. It was a fun conversation to have. It was one of the earlier episodes that we even did.
Yep.
As far as people giving feedback, it was one of the ones that I got the most direct feedback.
Yeah. Well, regarding. And it was the easiest. Like, we have a lot of friends that they have no interest to go backpacking. They all listen to that episode just because of the topic. So,
yeah. And it's funny. I mean, you see that come across your screen. It's funny. I mean, in my real life, I hate talking about poop. I hate talking about bodily functions. I am not a poop in a public place type person. Like, so it is not something that I am normally comfortable talking about, even though I understand they've written books about it. Everybody does it.
Everybody does it.
All the things. It's not something that I talk about in my daily life. But that episode, I had a lot of fun with that episode.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not, right?
Right.
How can you not?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't have another one that stands out as far as, like, the planning and that. I mean, we cover a lot of different things.
We cover a lot of stuff.
And we learn a lot of things. So I guess my other favorites are the ones that I learned from. I really like the one, actually, that we did with Nick. It was
for sure.
Because, A, it was a it was a different recording style because we had to record that live because that was the only way to record the conversation.
Yeah, right.
So there was very little editing abilities.
Correct.
So, but it, I feel that one went very well.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed like incorporating, I mean, we said it on that episode with Nick, but like, I really appreciate him sharing his time and his knowledge with
us. For sure.
Because that was something you and I did not know much about.
Right.
So it was super nice to have somebody willing to talk to us and willing to talk to us on recording.
Right.
To teach us some things that we don't really have. I mean, yeah, we could go out and buy our own hammocks and all that sort of stuff and try it. But like, aside from that, to talk to somebody that does have experience doing that, and then just it being a different episode in regards to like the way we recorded it and how we had to set up and figure out how to make that work.
I mean, I'm still very intrigued and tempted. Yeah,
that was a super fun episode. I mean, I don't know if we already want to share some behind the scenes with people, but like, so Mike and I said earlier, like we try to record some out in the woods.
Right. As much as we can, it doesn't work out too well.
Turns out we don't get to the woods nearly as much as we would like to. Certainly not for every episode.
Right.
Most of our recording is done over FaceTime.
Yeah.
We've got a whole setup that we have figured out how to do over the last 50 episodes.
Works pretty well.
Seems to work pretty well. I mean,
it's not like professional sound quality per se or whatever, but it's not bad.
Right. For being a couple of amateur hikers doing an amateur podcast.
Right.
Feel like we have figured out how to make that work in a way that is not at least annoying to listen to.
It's not annoying to listen to, and it's not breaking the bank for us.
Correct. Right. Largely using stuff we already had.
Right.
Good point. But yeah, so I mean, Mike and I don't always get to record in the woods. Normally it is over FaceTime. I would say the more awkward episodes that we record are the ones where we are face-to-face, just because we are so used to
staring at my notes and staring at you via FaceTime.
Yep. Where you can turn iPad. Away.
Right. Yeah.
Or put your thumb in front of the camera or whatever.
So one thing that I wanted to ask you is, and this might be a little bit of a challenge because we just got some new gear, but do you have a favorite piece of gear that you look forward to using every trip?
Okay, so let's take tents out of it because I can't.
Right, you can't.
I can't speak to the new one. I do really like my old tent, but so let's take tents out of it. Favorite piece of gear? Ask me that again so that I make sure I understand the question.
Just, do you have a favorite piece of gear that you look forward to using every trip?
Let me answer that like this. Okay, so I don't necessarily have one that I look forward to using, but I do have one that I am impressed with every time that I use it.
Okay. Maybe that's a better question.
So the piece of gear that I have that I am impressed with every single time that I use it is our backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we use it, I think we, for doing minimal research before buying them, we really lucked out with the packs that we got because they are correctly sized volume wise. Like it fits everything that we like to bring.
Yep.
They are as comfortable as I imagine they could be. So
yeah,
like it's not like sleeping on a Tempur-Pedic pillow. Right.
Right.
But like for what it is and for as much weight as we carry, mm-hmm. which is probably too much and we need to pare that down now that we're ultralighters, but I am impressed every time I use that backpack. Like it holds up well.
Mm-hmm.
You had a small issue with yours. The company was great to deal with to get it repaired.
Yeah.
I would say that is probably my favorite piece of gear. I can't say I look forward to using it other than it does get us out here in the woods. So like, I look forward to getting out here in the woods.
But, well, that's one that you have to use. Yeah. Like you're not getting out here without it.
I would imagine based on you asking that question that you have an answer. What would your answer to that be?
My latest, I think my latest answer to that is the sleeping pad.
Oh, good answer.
Like the newer sleeping pad. We've gone through three iterations of sleeping pads and finally found one that I'm not.
I think I'm on my fourth.
You might be.
Yeah.
So, but I just, and it's not necessarily that I look forward to using it, because it's not that I'm looking forward to going to bed, but when I'm out sleeping in the woods, I want to be as comfortable as possible. The old sleeping pads weren't bad. They were just air mattresses. They were
mostly functional.
Yeah.
Mostly.
They were air mattresses. Most air mattresses lose air. I mean, and this is an air mattress too. It just happens to have some insulation in it. And the stitching seems better that it doesn't lose the air.
It seems like better quality.
Yeah.
We had a whole episode about our sleeping pads.
Right.
So if you want to listen to that, we'll have a link to that in our show notes. But these are
Therm-a-Rest.
Therm-a-Rest sleep pads. Could not tell you the name off the top of my head.
The model or anything. Yeah, they're red.
Here is my only complaint, and I think I probably said this in that episode too. They are very comfortable to sleep on. 100% they are. The air stays in them.
Yep.
They hold in your body warmth so it doesn't get sucked out by the ground. All good things. Really like that.
I know your complaint. Go ahead.
They're big.
Yeah, they're big. They're heavy. They're heavy. The just traditional air mattresses without the insulation, all that kind of stuff, very lightweight, packed down very small. I mean, you're carrying the insulation. And you're packing
down,
the insulation
stuff. I would say the size of a coffee can.
Yeah, probably around there. I mean,
like a Folgers type coffee can, not like your.
They're smaller than our mummy bags. They're about the same size as our quilts, maybe.
See, I feel like my quilt is smaller.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's about the same for mine, but we do have different quilts. We have
different quilts, so that very well could be true, but. It is comfortable. I will not say it's not comfortable. And functionality-wise, like, it has held up. Like, I have not been gentle with this air mattress. And it doesn't leak. The valve works every time.
Not sure what he's doing in his tent.
It doesn't take a lot of breaths to fill them up.
Right.
They're good sleeping bags. A little bit heavy and a little bit big for my taste. So then the only other thing that I specifically had that I wanted to talk to you, Mike, about for this particular episode was, so we're kind of talking about, you know, we've been doing this podcast for 2 years or going on 2 years for 50 episodes now. The question that I've kind of been having for you is, not only have we been doing this podcast for 2 years, but realistically, we've been hiking for two more years than, you know, when we first started recording this. So I was curious to ask you, we talk about how we do research for these episodes and we look stuff up online and all that sort of stuff quite often. What have you learned over the course of the last 49 episodes that you really took to heart or really changed the way you hike, or maybe didn't change, but like really impacted the way you hike as a direct result of stuff that we've talked about on this podcast?
Probably going back to, my favorite episode is the planning thing.
Yeah.
Is when we first started, I had no idea where to start with planning a backpacking trip, being that it was first time and never even thought to you drive down the road, you see trails, but it's just like, well, people just walk on those or like must start somewhere.
Yeah.
It turns out it starts in frickin' Minnesota or whatever.
Yeah.
So, we started just by using like Google Earth or whatever.
Yeah.
For looking at the terrain and like all that kind of stuff. So just learning the different ways to find stuff and the different apps,
the different online communities.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's probably one of the biggest ones that we've come across is just that the online communities, for one.
Yeah.
Is most online communities, especially if you read the comments on a lot of things, is just somebody asks a question and everybody just belittles them for not knowing the answer already.
Right.
So was going into the backpacking thing thinking that was the way it was going to be too. And now you go and you ask a question like, hey, how are the trails up here doing this? And somebody just answers the question and right. are super excited that you're coming up to enjoy their landscape or whatever. Like,
right.
It's just, it's a breath of fresh air and it's just so nice. And I don't know. I think that's probably the biggest change, obviously, because it went from zero to spreadsheets.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah. So,
what about you? Like,
I think the biggest thing for me, an episode that we did that really impacted the way that I look at, the way we hike mm-hmm. was our episode about, I think the episode itself was about mental health or like the mental health yeah. benefits of hiking, I think is what the actual episode was about. But just taking the time to pause while we are out here to appreciate being around nature, to appreciate being separated from society and the little way that hiking allows you to be.
It
really does. Ever since I really started looking into the mental health benefits of hiking, I knew I always felt good when we went hiking. Like, yeah. I knew, like, it recharged me or whatever. But to really take the time while we're out here to stop and almost literally smell the roses.
Yeah.
Like, that is such a big thing to me. Like, even this weekend, you and I had talked before we came out here. We're both busy in our personal lives and busy in our work lives and things like that. Where both of us, independent of each other, had thought about, like, yeah, should we just cancel this? Like, we've got other stuff going
on. So much going on, yeah.
Do we need to take 2 days to go do this or whatever? And I reached the same conclusion that you did. We're like, no, like, there are mental health benefits for us mm-hmm. taking a pause from our daily grind to come out and do this. And while we've been out here, we made a point to pause on the trail instead of just like trodden through and getting it done as fast as you can to get to where you need to go.
Yep.
Nick said it best. It's about the smiles, not the miles.
Yep.
Like that, it really is true. Like that yep. is so nice to take a pause and just be aware of your surroundings and be thankful that you are out here on the trail and not in your daily grind.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
It's really changed my perspective on how we are out, how we conduct ourselves out here on the trail.
Yeah, I agree. And we did do better. We didn't do great, but we did better great. About taking breaks and looking around and seeing, like, I tripped over something a little. I didn't fall, but I tripped over something because I was looking and I was like, oh, I was looking at that. And like, you made the comment like, oh, you actually picked your head up for once or right. whatever. So,
right.
Like, we're doing better. We're not, again, we're not great.
We are continuously learning and trying to be a little bit better every day.
Yeah, for sure.
As hikers and as humans. So.
Yep. And as podcasters.
And as podcasters.
So, yeah, that's a really, I wish I would have come up with that answer.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, teach their own.
I should do better.
But, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to take a minute to pause. That's all I really wanted to talk about today. Did you have anything else that you want to talk about before I start kind of wrapping this up?
No, I think we've covered nothing, which is what we set out to. Yeah, that was right. the point. We're really appreciative. I mean, I didn't really feel like it was 50 episodes, but apparently it has. So appreciate everybody that's been listening and that's contacted us and everything. And just as another note that if you do contact us, there is a chance that you will be on the podcast.
If you're willing.
There's yeah. waivers involved. It's a whole ordeal.
But yeah, no, I was good. I appreciate you saying that because that was literally where I was going to go towards next is like, I do appreciate anybody that takes the time to listen to any of our episodes or all of our episodes. Mike and I started this podcast 50 episodes ago because we wanted to share the joy of hiking that we had learned over the years, and to try to make it an easier hobby to get into than what we found it. Like Mike said, there's some great groups out there, some great communities online that are wealth of information and always seem happy to share that information with you.
A wealth of information and support.
And we hope that this podcast can be a part of that larger community and can help get beginners or amateurs, if it's something that you feel like you want to get into but you don't really know where to start, go back and listen to the last 49 episodes, because we really have tried to make it an approachable hobby that anybody that wants to get into can get into, with some what we hope are common sense type tips, things that we have learned along the way. We appreciate everybody's support, and we appreciate you guys listening, and hopefully we have another 50 episodes underneath our belt before we even know it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's getting harder coming up with topics.
Yeah.
But we're managing.
Yeah.
So
we got a whole slew planned out, at least another year's worth. Right. So
yep.
We're good to go least another year.
We'll just keep planning.
But yeah, I mean, so again, this isn't where I would normally say to write in with any questions, comments, or concerns. You are more than welcome to do that. If you have any topic suggestions that you would like to hear over the next 50 episodes, shoot us an email or a message. You can reach us on our email at seanmikehike@gmail.com. You can reach us on most of the major socials at seanmikehike, or directly through our website, seanmikehike.com. For all of you that are out there, please rate, review, and subscribe. That's the way we get the word out about this podcast. So wherever you're listening, it would mean a lot to us if you took a minute to rate, review, and subscribe, especially in honor of our 50th episode. And aside from that, I guess until next time.
Yeah, go take a hike.
Go take a hike, eh?
Yeah, and maybe do it 50 times.
There you go. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Thanks, everybody.